Folks, we'd like to welcome to the Not So Soccer Mom Show. This is Dr. Paul Nassif. He is a plastic and facial reconstructive surgeon. And also, if you are a fan like I am, you know him from a little show called The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Please welcome to the Not So Soccer Mom Show, Dr. Nassif. Hi.
Well, hi, Jill, and thank you for having me on. And hi to all the great soccer moms. Is it not so soccer, or what is it?
Well, it's a little confusing. You're right. And unfortunately, I have to give my husband credit. He came up with the nickname there, but it's the Not So Soccer Mom. So it's kind of a play on the soccer mom persona, but keeping it light.
Fantastic. Well, thanks again for having me.
Well, we appreciate you being with us. We are all, of course, huge fans of, well, I'm always a huge fan of what it is you do. I just love talking to physicians in your line of work. I think we could all try to be a little prettier inside and out every single day. But, of course, you have you are a cast member on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. How did kind of walk us through how that came to pass, how your wife, Adrienne, became one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and what the production and editing was like when all this first started going down?
I wasn't 100% part of all the interview process, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of women from the Beverly Hills area interviewed, and I don't know if it was over 1,000 or some very large number. And obviously with everything else, it just comes to, you know, putting the right fit together, you know, the right personalities, the right group. I'm assuming also the relationship with the husband's important. And finally she got a call after quite a long time saying that, you know, you're offered a spot on this great show, you know, would you like to participate? And obviously with any, you know, with anybody doing a show like this, there's always that fear factor. But what does it really mean? You know, how's it going to come off? How's it going to look? And, you know, I think that the production company Evolution has done a great job at representing my wife and I. So I'm going to speak for ourselves only. I don't know how everyone else feels, obviously. And in regards to editing and all that stuff, that's something that we have, you know, we're not part of that, obviously. The Bravo and the production company are the ones who do all the editing. And it's been fun. I mean, it's a lot of work, especially for the ladies, you know, doing the hair and the makeup and figuring out what to wear and all that. And some of the stress situations which you've seen on the program, it's a little bit intense. For the guys, it's pretty easy. You know, guys get dressed, put on a suit or put on something casual and they have fun. So it's a little easier for the guys.
You guys get to show up and have a beer by the pool in Las Vegas, of course, at the Palms. And
exactly.
But what we see of your family, which is why I specifically reached out to you, obviously you guys are a very in-love couple. You seem very normal, very down-to-earth. Had you watched any of the Real Housewives shows prior to Adrienne being cast?
Well, I think once or twice before I even knew about the Beverly Hills show. You know, I'd go in the room and my wife would be watching one of the Orange County shows or something. She'd watch it, you know, once in a great while, and I think she watched a few of them, and I kind of would pop in, and I'd make my little comments and walk out. Obviously, after I knew that she got a caster for the show, you know, I became more interested and watched more of them. But still, I really didn't have enough time or a lot of time because of what I do to, you know, watch them every week. I'd, you know, watch some of the shows sporadically.
And what you do is you're a plastic surgeon. You specialize in revision and ethnic rhinoplasty is one of your specialties, facial and plastic reconstructive surgery. So with having a job as important as yours and busy and you have to scrub in and you have patients you have to take care of, when you guys were doing the filming, was that kind of a challenge as opposed to what some of the other husbands or people's schedule look like?
Well, yeah, for me, it was a little hard because, you know, my schedule is a little bit difficult, you know, in regards to, you know, what I do. So I basically said to them, you know, well, you guys would have to be pretty cool with me and hopefully we can work out something there and I can film. And so it was a little bit more difficult because of that and surgery and everything else. But luckily it worked out.
I have a question. Okay, this is, I was watching one of the Andy After shows the other day. I don't remember what I was watching, but one of the New York Housewives somebody was trying to hold her feet to the fire and ask her if she'd had work done. And she said, no, I've never had plastic surgery. And then they said, well, have you had injectables and fillers? And she said, well, I've had that. So in, you're the specialist. Tell me, is that considered plastic surgery or not?
You know, it is considered plastic surgery. However, really? It's not surgical. It's non-surgical procedures. So Botox or Dysport, which are the injectables that temporarily stop the muscles from moving, so it erases wrinkles or softens wrinkles, or fillers into the, you know, the lips, the smile lines, the cheeks. You know, those are all procedures. I mean, those are all plastic surgery procedures.
So they do count as plastic surgery. Okay, you're just not cutting somebody open with a scalpel.
Exactly.
Okay, I just had to delineate that in my own mind. Thank you for clearing that up for me. So, do you have a favorite of what's filmed so far? Do you have a favorite or least favorite moment? Like when you kind of watch yourself back, do you cringe or do you say, "Oh, this was great. I like that they captured that right there of us or our kids or whatever."
Well, I mean, there are times when I look in there and I say, you know, did I say that? Or did my wife say that? Or, you know, there'll be different things that sometimes I'll film and say, I wish they didn't get that. That makes you kind of look not in the best manner or light. And there are other times that we'll say, hey, that was great. That was funny. You know, my wife and I are more comedic. I mean, you know, like a typical family. I mean, I know there are families apparently that get along absolutely stellar and never argue in their entire life. You know, but we're a normal couple, and I think everyone, you know, when you have kids and, you know, issues with everything else that goes around, you know, you're going to have your differences and episodic arguing. And so I kind of think that we're, you know, we're portrayed as more of a normal couple that, you know, go through their ups and downs, hopefully mostly ups and minimal downs, but, you know, on the other aspect of, you know, is there anything that really shocks me? No. I think they've actually portrayed a pretty good picture of us and haven't shown anything that is going, oh, my God. If you're talking about us, you know, if you're talking about the other folks in the show, I think, you know, there's been a lot of commotion, a lot of